Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जगत गुरु शिल प्रभुपाद की पतित पवन शिशि गौनिताई की श्री श्री कृष्ण बलराम की श्री श्री राधा मदन मोहन ललिता विशाखा देवी की भगवान नृसिंहदेव प्रहलाद महाराज की जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा महारानी की ग्रंथ श्रीमद भगवतम की समवेत भक्तवृंद की निताई गौर प्रेमानंदे ओम ज्ञानोतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टमिस्थापितं जनभूतले स्वयंरूपकदामह्यं ददाति शपदान्तिकम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सगृजातं सहगणरघुन्नतन्नितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सवधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवां श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललितां श्रीविशाखान्तांश्च नामयं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनीति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पश्चात देशतारिणे पंचाकलवतरुभ्य कृपा सिंधुभ्ये वच पतितानां पवनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतीशे नमः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांतो राधा कांतो नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विश्वानो सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि श्री गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ॐ नमो भगवति वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवति वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवति वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायमधीराय नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्ति भवती नष्टिके। श्रीमद् भागवतम फर्स्ट कैंटो सॉरी सिक्स्थ कैंटो चैप्टर वन टेक्स्ट 52। देही अग्गो जित सर्वर्गो नेच्छन् परमानि कार्यते कोशकारो एवात्मानं कर्मन्नच्छद्दो कर्मन्नच्छद्दो मुह्यति। देहि अग्गो जित सर्वर्गो देहि अग्गो जित सर्वर्गो नेच्छन् कर्माणि कार्यते कोशकारो इवात्मानं कर्मन्नच्छद्दो मुह्यति। देहि अग्गो जित सर्वर्गो नेच्छन् कर्माणि कार्यते कोशकारो इवात्मानं कर्मन्नच्छद्दो मुह्यति। देहि जित जेहि अग्गो जित सर्वर्गो नेच्छन् कर्माणि कार्यते कोशकारो इवात्मानं कर्मन्नच्छद्दो मुह्यति। देहि अग्गो जित सर्वर्गो नेच्छन् कर्माणि कार्यते कोशकारो इवात्मानं देहि अग्गो जित सर्वर्गो नेच्छन् कर्माणि कार्यते कोशकारो इवात्मानं कर्मन्नच्छद्दो मुह्यति। Word to word meaning translation and purport by His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki Dehi the embodied soul Aggaha without perfect knowledge Ajita Sarvegaha who has not controlled the senses of perception and the mind Naichan, without desiring, karmani, activities for material benefit, karjate, is caused to perform, koshokaraho, the silkworm, ibo, like, Atmanam, himself, karmana, by fruitive activities. Achaddo, covering, muhyati, becomes bewildered. Translation: the foolish embodied living entity, inept at controlling his senses and mind, is forced to act according to the influence of modes of material nature against his desires. He is like a silkworm that uses its own slava to create a cocoon and then becomes trapped in it. With no possibility of getting out, the living entity traps himself in a network of his own fruitive activities and then can find no way to release himself. Thus, he is always bewildered and repeatedly he dies. Please repeat after me. The foolish embodied living entity, inept at controlling his senses and mind, is forced to act according to the influence of the modes of material nature against his desires. He is like a silkworm that uses its own slava to create a cocoon, and then he becomes trapped in it. With no possibility of getting out, the living entity traps himself in a network of his own fruitive activities, and then he can find no way to release himself. Thus, he is always bewildered and repeatedly he dies. Purport: as already explained, the influence of the modes of nature is very strong. The living entity entangled in different types of fruitive activity is like a silkworm trapped in a cocoon. Getting free is very difficult unless he is helped by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hare Krishna. So time is very short. So first of all, I'll try to give some explanations. With the mercy of the spiritual master and Srila Prabhupada, then today is very auspicious also, because today is Hara Panchami and the appearance or disappearance day of the eternal associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Bhakreshwar Pandit. Although we see the purport is very short of this verse, but very significant. The first word of this verse is Dehi Aggo. We see this word in Bhagavad Gita also. Dehino Ashpin Jatha Dehe Kaumaram Jovanam Jara. Here Dehi means soul and Deho means body. Dehi Aggo. Dehi means soul becomes Aggo, means rascal or foolish, when it is used by the Deho. And Deho means the combinations of some senses, including mind. When Dehi is soul is used by the senses, is called foolish. But when the soul uses the senses for the service of the owner of all the senses, Rishikesh, Krishna, then that soul is considered to be the intelligent soul. So here is called Dehi Aggo, the foolish soul, inept
at controlling his senses and minds. This foolish soul becomes entrapped. Why? Although he is having so many senses. Yesterday from yesterday's verse we came to know that Shadashar senses, 16 senses, 5 working senses, 5 knowledge acquiring senses, and 5 objects of the senses and mind. This is 16. In today's verse we see that only 66 senses. One is mind. Who can say? What are the other 5 senses? Should we consider here the 5 working senses? Or should we consider here the 5 knowledge acquiring senses? Knowledge acquiring senses means eyes, ear, nose, tongue and touch, and plus mind, the 6 senses. The out of the 6, mind is most prevalent. Mind is considered to be the leader of all the senses. So one has to know the art of controlling our senses if he likes to become intelligent. Otherwise he has to become foolish or rascal. In whole Bhagavad Gita we see Krishna's great concern. How a living entity can, especially human being, can control his mind. In so many verses Lord Krishna has emphasized the process or given the process to control the senses. Mind, mind and mind. You know in Bhagavad Gita there are 18 chapters. And this 18th chapter has been classified into 3 groups. 3 groups are known as 3 shatak. First 6 chapters are known as karma shatak. Last 6 chapters are known as gyana shatak. And in between of the 2 shataks, there is bhakti shatak. Right? So 18 chapters, and which chapter is in the middle? 9 and 10. Okay, now consider the last verse of 9 chapter and the first verse of 10 chapter is the between, is not just exactly the middle verses of the 700 total verses, right? So in that middle of that 700 verses, Krishna has given us the summary of all the lectures, all the advices and instructions through a verse. Which is that? Manmana bhava madhvakta madjaji mam namaskuru. In this verse, Krishna has given us 4 instructions. And which are the most important? Manmana bhava. That's why Krishna has mentioned in the first. Manmana bhava. You think about me constantly. That is the secret of controlling one's mind. And because this is the summary of all the Bhagavad Gita, that's why Krishna has repeated the same verse again in the 18th chapter, right? So manmana bhava. And as we know, all the devotees, that sarva dharman paritajya, the final instruction of Bhagavad Gita. And in that verse also Krishna is saying us to control one's mind, giving up everything. What is the purpose of giving up everything? Just pay your attention to my thinking. Be surrendered to me. Mamanusmaro. Sarva dharman paritajya mam ekam smaranam bhajo. Smaranam is possible by the mind. Right? So mind is so important. It is up to us how we will use our mind. In the scripture there is a very famous saying, this verse, man evo manushyanam karanam bandhaya mokshaya. Mind is the cause of bondage and the cause of liberation. The human mind is the cause of bondage and cause of liberation. When mind thinks about or develops its attachment to the object of the senses, then that person or dehi becomes entrapped. Karanam bandhaya mokshaya. Bandhaya vishaya sanga. When unattached, develops its attachment to the object of the senses, immediately he becomes entangled. On the other hand, when he thinks about Krishna, according to the instruction of Bhagavad Gita, manmana bhava, that person becomes elevated. That person becomes liberated. So that is the process. How we have to use our mind. Otherwise, you know, due to the fickle mind, each and every single living entity is suffering this material nature. And he is responsible other. Due to his personal suffering, he is responsible other. He is saying, you are responsible. Actually, the living entity is responsible itself. Nobody is responsible for our sufferings. This is also we see in Bhagavad Gita. Prabhupada has given very nice example in this purport or in the translation also. Like the silkworm. Silkworm starts to secrete the slava from its mouth. And it is like this sticky. And it starts to secrete around his body. And with this flower, his legs becomes caught up. And due to air, it starts to dry up. And it makes a sail around his body. And at the time, the silkworm cannot come out. He has to die inside. Similarly, a living entity, when they act whimsically, breaking the injunctions of the scriptures, he starts to commit sinful activities. Due to his sinful activities, he has to suffer. In Bhagavad Gita also you see, there are three types of karma, right? Karma, akarma and vikarma. Karma means the actions according to the injunctions of the scriptures. If somebody does in this way, he derives piety and he enjoys. But if somebody does his actions according to his personal whims, that is called vikarma. He has to suffer for that. And time again he has to die and has to combat the influence of the three modes of material natures. But there is another expression that is called akarma. Before coming to ISKCON society, we thought that akarma means ekdam, negative expression. But here we see akarma is very appreciable. Akarma means the devotional activities. Completely opposite to karma. Karma is done according to the injunction of the scripture for his personal sense gratification. He has personal ambition, personal goal. But that same action, when it is done according to the scriptures for the pleasure of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is called akarma. The doer doesn't think about his personal interest. His interest is projected in Krishna, in the spiritual master. That is called akarma. So when we do akarma, then automatically we can senses or we can control our senses. And he becomes free. He becomes elevated. He becomes Krishna's pure devotee. Otherwise, he has to suffer a lot. So, that is the most important thing. People do not like to accept this fact that his mind is uncontrolled. He thinks that, how can I get rid of all my sufferings. And listen, until he is studying Bhagavad Gita or approaching a devotee, he will not able to do anything according to his personal plans. So Bhagavad Gita, we have to understand in this way, that controlling senses is one of the important things or topic of Bhagavad Gita. By studying Bhagavad Gita, we have to know this art to control our senses. The uncontrolled senses are compared to the ferocious serpent. It's very, very dangerous. So we are always living with the 11 serpents, snakes, ferocious, poisonous. Even one poisonous serpent is enough to kill a person. But we are always living with the 11 senses, means 11 serpents. So it's very, very dangerous. So that's why we see, still, Prabhupada said that so many times we have explained these facts, but nobody understands it. Nobody likes to accept these facts. One time I was asking question to His Holiness Bhaktivinoda Swami. Maharaj, in India, almost we can say that everybody is having Bhagavad Gita in their house. There is studying also. Even in Ujjain, I know some persons, they have memorized all the verses, 700 verses. But they are not devotee. Well, sometimes they come to the temple and go back in this. I asked question, Maharaj, why they are not following the principles of devotional service? All secrets are there, very elaborately described in Bhagavad Gita, but why they are not accepting devotional service? Maharaj replied, because they are studying themselves. They are not taking the help from the devotees. That's why, just they are studying, memorizing the verses, gathering so many informations, but they are completely incapable to realize the summary of Bhagavad Gita. That's why. So Prabhupada has opened this society to give us the proper understanding of Bhagavad Gita first. Bhagavad Gita is the primary level spiritual scripture. The Bhagavad Gita is the first topics. In so many lectures, Prabhupada has mentioned the different verses of Bhagavad Gita. Because unless and until one person has controlled his senses, his mind, he will not make any advancement in the spiritual life. So, in a nutshell, otherwise, you know, if somebody is used by his senses, he has to be bewildered. And repeatedly, he has to die. In the translation, we see the fact. Bewilderment, and time and again, he has to die. Jai Shri Prabhupada ki. So today is Hera Panchami. Hera means, the word has come from Heri. And Heri means to see, to have darshan. We know that Lord Krishna, Dwarkadhish Krishna, went to Kurukshetra. You know, Kurukshetra there is a very famous and ancient place of pilgrimage, Tirtha, Samanta Pancha. It's very ancient. It was dug by who killed Kshatriyas 21 times? Parshuram. When he killed 21 times all the Kshatriyas from the world, then he saw the massacred and the bloods around him. Then he wanted to put all the bloods in a particular place. That's why he dug up 5 trunks in Kurukshetra. These are called Samanta Panchak. And he did the Tarpan Kriya for his father in that ponds. And traditionally it is going on. It is said on a particular time, means during Surya Grahan, solar eclipse, the Jogo takes place. And whoever takes bath in that pond, he becomes purified. And this tradition even established by or supported by Lord Krishna also. So on this specific tithi, Lord Krishna along with all his associates went to that place to take bath from Dwarka. And when he was just departing, Goddess of Lakshmi asked when he will come back, return. And Bhagavan said, just one day. After one day I'll come back. And when Bhagavan went there, you know, the residents of Vrindavan also came there. Brajavashi. And they saw Krishna in Kurukshetra Samanta Panchak. And they developed their love. They started to recollect the Vrindavan pastimes. Give a ashram to Maharaj. Maharaj, please. And that's why, that time, first of all, they couldn't recognize Krishna's identity, because in that time, at the time, Krishna was a king. His garments and everything was a king, means royal. Then, when they came to know that it is Krishna, then they wanted to take back Krishna to Vrindavan. That is Ratha Yatra festival. But Krishna gave word to Lakshmi Devi, just on day, after one day I will come back to Dwarka. But it was delayed. One day, second day, third day, fourth day, you know. Now Jagannath has gone to Gundicha temple. And after 8 days he will come back, right? So Lakshmi Devi was thinking, my Prabhu told me just after one day he will come back, but why he is not coming back? She became very concerned. She was feeling separation. Due to the intense separation, she couldn't tolerate. She wanted to think. She started to think that I will go to that place. I would like to see what my Lord is doing there. Why he is not coming back? What is the cause of his delay? Then Lakshmi Devi decorated, means bedecked, her body with so many ornaments, flower, garlands, fragrance, and he ordered all her maid servants also. And in a group, they went to Gundicha, means Vrindavan. And immediately, the servants of Lord Jagannath protected them not to enter into the housings. The Lakshmi Devi and other associates are standing before the gate and asking question, where is Jagannath? Where is Bhagavan? And the servants of Lord Krishna's reply, he is taking rest. And Lakshmi Devi became very angry. Yeah, we are here and he is taking rest. He is never thinking about ourselves. Let us enter inside. But the servants of Jagannath protected them. But Lakshmi Devi told, no, somehow I must enter and see what he is doing. Why he is not coming back? In this way, on the gate, these two parties started to fight. Jai Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan Krishna Balaram Pati Pavan Gonitai Ki Bhagavan Nishimade Prahlad Maharaj Ki Jagannath Swami Ki. They started to fight. You know, before starting the fight, they are just debating. And you know, just two advocates argue in the court. From Vrindavan side, Lalita Devi was arguing. And from, you know, Dwarka side, Narad Muni was arguing. And it was going on. And the both of them were advocate. And after that, when the situation became much more hotter, then he started to fight in this way. And this is actually pastimes of Lord Krishna. And in that fightings, you know, Vrindavan Vasi became defeated. And Lakshmi Devi ordered to arrest all the servants of Lord Krishna. They arrested and tied up them very tightly, the legs and hands. Then they came to know, oh, Lakshmi Devi himself, so powerful and now in angry mood. Better to be surrendered unto her. Then the chief servant of Lord Krishna approached her with folded hands. Oh Lakshmi Devi, sorry, please excuse us. We are giving you the assurance that within a very short time we will take Krishna to Dwarka. Don't worry. Please sit down. Then Lakshmi Devi sat down and they started to offer so many paraphernalia to pacify her. And they were appreciating her. They were saying so many transcendental qualities they were mentioning in this way. Then Lakshmi Devi became pacified and came back. And after that, Bhagavan came back to Dwarka again. That is called return wrath. So Hera Panchami means Lakshmi Devi went there to see. That's why it's called Hera. Hera. Nayone heribo sada jugal ruporashi. Here we see the use of this word Hera. Hera meant to see. Lakshmi Devi went there to see Jagannath activities. Why he is not coming back? And when she was protected on the way, at the gate, then the fighting took place. That festival is known as Hera Panchami. This took place on that specific day. This is Ashadha Mas, and you know, Panchami. Today is Panchami. That's why it is called Hera Panchami. Right? And today the another 7 minutes, Vakrashar Pandit appearance, disappearance. Vakrashar Pandit is the eternal constant associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Previously in Vrindavan Lila, he was Tungu Vidya Shakhi. Out of eight Shakis, Ashta Shakis, he was on Tungu Vidya. But in Chaitanya Lila, he has came or descended in the form of Vakrashar Pandit. Vakrashar Pandit is very famous for singing and dancing. And he had very gigantic bodily form, too much height, and bodily strength also. Mahaprabhu used to go to have darshan of Jagannath Dev every day. But at that time he took Vakrashar Pandit. You know why? Because people started to, when people knew that Mahaprabhu has come to the temple, they immediately didn't like to see Jagannath. They saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it was huge gathering. Mahaprabhu couldn't talk properly. That's why Mahaprabhu took Vakrashar Pandit to make the way. On the front side, Vakrashar was walking and making the way. And back side, Govindo Das, Govindo. the personal assistant of Gauranga Mahaprabhu in this way. So Bhakrishna Prabhu was famous for singing and dancing. You know, it is said in the scripture that he could dance at a time 72 hours. Actually, he could dance more. But the singer and the instrument player got tired. They stopped playing and singing. That's why he stopped dancing. And immediately fell down at the lotus feet of Gauranga Mahaprabhu and requesting, Mahaprabhu, they are tired now. Bring some singer and instrument player from upper planetary system, Gandharva Lok. I want to have 10,000 singer and instrument players. If they sing, then I will be satisfied to dance properly. And Bhakrishna Kund is such a good dancer, even when he started to dance, Gauranga Mahaprabhu started to sing. The first time I heard that Gauranga Mahaprabhu is leading Kirtan. Mahaprabhu was leading Kirtan at the time of the dance of Bhakrishna Pandit. He was the heart of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So that time, you know, Devananda Pandit was very famous Bhagavatam reciter. Just he was reciting Bhagavatam, but he did not have so much feelings and realization in his heart. Very eloquently, very nice, sweetly he could recite and give explanations of Srimad Bhagavatam. And one day in assembly, you know, Srivas Pandit presented. And he was hearing and hearing, and when he was hearing from the transcendental vibrations from Devananda Pandit, he developed ecstasy. He was crying in the assembly. But some ignorant disciples and followers of Devananda Pandit could not understand it. They thought that this is simply his pretending. That's why they pulled him out of the assembly. Devananda Pandit was watching everything, but he didn't protect. In this way, committed offenses to the lotus feet of the eternal associates of Srivas Pandit. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew it. And Mahaprabhu also became so angry with Devananda Pandit. One day what happened, in a particular place, Bhakrishna Pandit was dancing. And people from around came to see this dance. There was so much gathering. Bhakrishna Pandit, you know, he was dancing. He needs to have a very space, long space. But as people are so enthusiastic to see his dance, you know, the space became shortened. Devananda Pandit went there and saw that Bhakrishna Pandit Prabhu is not dancing properly because of the shortage of the space. He went inside with a stick and he was, you know, making the space so that Bhakrishna Pandit can dance perfectly. So after finishing the dance, when Bhakrishna Prabhu sat down on a place, and Devananda Pandit fell down on his lotus feet. The Bhakrishna Pandit was very satisfied with his services. And when he offered his respectful obeisances to the lotus feet of Bhakrishna Pandit, Bhakrishna Pandit gave him benedictions. Krishna Mati Rostu. And from that time, really, Bhakrishna Pandit developed prem in his heart. Because Devananda Pandit developed prem in his heart. From that time, his recitation was completely different. When he was reciting the verses, he developed so much ecstasy in his heart. And after a long time back, when Gauranga Mahaprabhu came to him, Gauranga Mahaprabhu also blessed him and saying, because my devotee, my followers, Bhakrishna Pandit is now satisfied with you. He has given his blessings to you. That's why I am also satisfied. So in this way, Bhakrishna Pandit rescued Devananda Pandit from his offenses. So today is his disappearance day. We pray to his lotus feet so that we can also develop little love, tinge of love and prem to the lotus feet of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Jai Vakrashar Pandit Prabhu ki, Jai Hera Pancharmi Mahamahutsav ki, Samavata Bhakta Vrinda ki, Nidai Gaur Pevanande Hari Hari Bol.